Would you all humor me for a moment? Open up your order of service. On the left-hand side at the top is a quote from Paulo Coelho. And would you please read these words aloud with me? A child can teach an adult three things: to be happy for no reason, to always be curious, and to fight tirelessly for something. Thank you. Be happy, be curious, fight for something. Sort of sums up childhood, doesn't it? I can say, in my professional observations, this is exactly what I have witnessed in my 20 plus years working with children. I have seen them joyous. I have seen them extremely inquisitive. And I have seen them steadfastly chase what is right for themselves and for others. Without even trying, our children and youth have given us the template to find wisdom in our lives. They are effortless teachers. So let's take a chance to step back, pause, and really open our minds and hearts to what they have to say. I'd like to invite up Sandra Petrus.
Hello, I'm gonna read a poem. The Stars Are Dancing by Om Prakash. The stars are dancing tonight, while the moon sits in her golden hammock, swaying back and forth to the rhythm of celestial voices. The beloved is full of rapture, dancing worlds and stars into being, drunk with the wine of passion and filling the heavens with song. Do not sit alone in the dark while creation sings three-part harmony. Dance, my friends, dance wildly, sing joyfully. Fill your heart with the beauty of the beloved as the beloved turns your soul to light.
Thank you, Xander. I can recall back to when I was 5 years old. My mom has the edger out, carefully trimming the lines of our lawn, and my Nana is in the garden, tending to our massive amount of calla lilies, pruning and turning the soil. And I was in the middle of it all. I had my blanket spread out under the largest tree my 5-year-old eyes had ever seen. I had my books. I had my doll. I remember seeing my mom and my Nana sweating, tired, turning pink under the sun. I wasn't sure why they were so concerned, so exhausted. We were outside. The sky was so blue. I still to this day love the smell of cut grass. I could feel it cushy and springy beneath my little body. I especially loved lying back and staring up at the tree, its branches creaking and the leaves rustling, and gazing up through those leaves and branches, the sun would shimmer through, almost making me squint at the glittery white light pouring down on me. The breeze felt cool on my skin, and I'd get that delicious tingly shiver. I was happy. The purest, simplest form of happy. Happy to be in that moment and drink up every detail, which you can tell I still remember every detail. I was happy to be with a woman that I loved and admired. I was happy to just be. When was the last time you felt that? No worries, no concerns, No massive to-do list rifling through your brain. No urge to move on to the next thing at hand as the seconds tick by. Have you ever watched a child just be and admire them for not having our adult concerns? Most of us have said at one point something along the lines of, "I miss kindergarten." That longing to be carefree and just enjoy the moment. How about this? Stop missing kindergarten and be in kindergarten. Go to recess, finger paint, be engrossed in the best story ever. Make faces and laugh so hard you have to do the pee-pee dance. The only one who is telling you to not be purely happy is you. Give yourself permission to be five all over again. I'd like to invite up Tegan Vanoni.
My name is Tegan Vanoni, and I will be reading the poem Labyrinth. Labyrinth by Leslie Takahashi. Walk the maze within your heart. Guide your steps into its questioning curves. This labyrinth is a puzzle leading you deeper into your own truths. Listen in the twists and turns. Listen in the openness within all searching. Listen. A wisdom within you calls to a wisdom beyond you, and in that dialogue lies peace.
Thank you, Tegan. Why? That is possibly the most asked question of any preschooler I have ever met. This is followed closely by how and what is that? Why do we drink water? How do you make purple? What is that spot on your skin? And if they are not asking these and similar questions, they are silently investigating. This can be a parent's nightmare. The moment it's silent, I know someone is up to something. I have walked in on overflowing toilets, dismantled doorknobs, a small tree completely stripped of its leaves, a bowl filled with ketchup and only ketchup, among countless other incidents. Mind you, this all came from one family that I worked with. And it's not that I leave children unattended. You turn your back for 10 seconds and a whole world of opportunity opens up. Why does this make noise? How does that move? What does this feel like? How many beans can I shove up my nose? I've seen that a lot. Years ago, before coming to Chalice, I worked in special education as a paraeducator. That's a fancy word for teacher's assistant. Most of my time was spent in preschool classrooms. And talk about curious. We always made time and space for the children to explore. Especially since, for valid reasons, these children were kept in small, secure bubbles. So in order to give our children as close to a typical childhood as possible, for the 3 hours they were in our care, we gave them a safe space to learn, to explore, to be curious. One student, we'll call him E, had some vision issues. He loved this light-up toy that we had in class. It was a wand with a small clear globe at one end, and there were lights that would spin and dance when you pushed a button. E would hold the globe right against his weaker eye. And when we first saw this, we would immediately pull it away from his eye. We didn't want him to damage his vision further. E wouldn't stop. Every day, the toy was held right up against his eye. And so one day, us grown-ups decided to embrace our curiosity. Why is he doing this? We sat on the floor together, and we took turns passing the toy around, holding it right up against our eye. And a whole world of ease opened up before us. He was thrilled. We sat on the carpet, and we clapped, and we giggled, because we got it. E didn't have the ability to ask us, how does this work? What is this? He didn't have the ability to take it apart and investigate. He could hold it up to his eye. He figured it out. And today, E is almost an adult. He's tall. He's strong. He's navigating the world beautifully. I know this because I saw his prom picture from last May, and he's huge. Our children will flourish, especially when we afford them the opportunity to simply ask, why? It is beyond me that anyone would attempt to silence a child or a teen by any means necessary. A group of people felt so threatened by this young woman, who was only 12 at the time, they chose to make an attempt on her life. A bully does whatever is in their power to repress the will of a person who is at their core good and decent and loving. Malala is good and decent and loving. She has chosen to see past the hatred and fear of her attackers and press on, because this fight isn't about her. It is about the countless young girls who deserve an education and a chance at a better life. The Prophet Muhammad said, "What actions are most excellent? To gladden the heart of a human being, to feed the hungry, to help the afflicted, to light the sorrow of the sorrowful, and to remove the wrongs of the injured." Malala's actions are most excellent. Emma Gonzalez survived the February 2018 Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, and in response co-founded the gun control advocacy group Never Again Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, or known as Never Again MSD. Joshua Wong Chifeng is a Hong Kong student activist and politician who serves as Secretary General of Pro-Democracy Party Democisto. Joshua is also the founder of the Hong Kong student activist group Scholarism. Melati and Isabel Wijzen are Indonesian Dutch activists who founded Bye Bye Plastic Bags and have been leading the movement driven by youth. They have successfully banned plastic bags, straws, and styrofoam on their entire island of Bali. Marley Diaz is the founder of the 1,000 Black Girl Books campaign, which she started when she was 11, with the goal to collect and donate 1,000 books to her peers that feature Black girls as the main characters, when she was sick of reading about white boys and dogs. Zuitascarl Roski Martinez gave a powerful speech to the United Nations in 2015 on climate change, served on President Obama's Youth Council, and also works as the youth director of Earth Guardians. He's one of 21 people who have sued the federal government and Donald Trump for failing to act on climate change. Desmond Napolis, also known as Desmond is Amazing, is a drag artist and LGBTQ activist. He used his social media fame to start the first drag house for kids. Desmond's motto is simply, be yourself always. All these teens and children and young adults are simply being themselves. Their actions are most excellent. They are fighters. A match has been struck down deep in their spirit and their souls, and they are using it to light up the world. These names I share with you are merely a drop in the bucket. Around the world, children and youth are advocating and fighting for equal rights, fighting for our environment, fighting for a peaceful, clean world where we can all be free to love, free to vote, free to drink clean water, free to see someone who represents them in all media. Do you hear them? Yeah. Do you? Do you see them? They are here. They will not be pushed down or backed into a corner. They believe we're all worthy of a better world. Their lives are not a fairy tale. This is not a Disney movie. This is reality. I believe it because I believe in them. They have the vision and the wisdom to see the struggle that needs to be won, and they are following through. They have the courage to ask, what are you waiting for? Why not stand up for what you believe in? Will you stand with me? Every child, every teen, every young adult is acting on the passion that stirs within them. They're asking us to do the same. They are brilliant. And I am more than willing to follow in their lead. They don't have all the answers, and neither do we adults. To believe we have all the answers is a fool's game, but to believe that we can find those answers together, young and old, well, that's something that makes me happy. May we discover, listen to, and heed the wisdom of our young people. They have so much to teach us all.